New York telephone. We know getting a malicious or obscene phone call can really piss you off. If you get such a call, fuck it. Hang up immediately. In most instances, that's enough to stop the caller from becoming a pain in the ass. Too often, though, people unwittingly encourage the caller by talking back. Don't be a prick. You can't argue with a sick mind, so don't try. If hanging up quickly doesn't work, for shit's sake, don't panic. Just call our business office. You'll find the number in the front of your telephone directory. In persistent cases, our annoyance call bureau takes over to try and trap the fucker. Working with the police, our annoyance call bureau has been responsible for 844 arrests and 54 abortions. And offenders have learned that a 10-cent phone call can cost them as much as $1,000 and jam their ass in prison for a year. At New York Telephone, we're in business to give you service. And part of our obligation is to see to it that no motherfucker abuses that service. After all, the service we give you is obscene enough.
Boston, which is that, like, there's not much going on there, but it's like all the MIT kiddies.
You're kind of cutting in and out, buddy. And we're live now. Hello, people. We're on the air. So you two say hello as well. I've got Ken and General Awesome here.
Great.
Yes. Yeah, we're going to do church calls whenever RB gives me those numbers, because I really want to try some of those. Those church people are hilarious. Love them.
Yes, Carlito, there is a fucking show going on right now, you son of a bitch.
Show machine. And we miss
is
you,
Is there
Carlito.
A show.com?
Yeah, still waiting on RB.
Bible quotes
let
ready.
Me, actually, in the meantime, pull up Dashy's shit.
Dashy.
Yes.
We had some fun last night with doing Yelp check-ins.
Those are fun. Those are very fun.
Yeah. We got some guy on the phone and we were just harassing the shit out of him. We called 24 Hour Fitness looking for a guy, but they couldn't get him on the phone. And I started telling him that he looked like fucking Jackie Chan.
And nice.
So they're like, you hear him? We're like, hear one guy or the girl telling the guy, hey, he says he looks like Jackie Chan. He's like, I'm not fucking going to look for him. And they're arguing back and forth, and we were telling him it was an emergency, that his mom was dying or something, and the girl's yelling at him, it's a family emergency. It was just so fucking funny.
Balls. Okay. Level should be good now, people. Balls. Balls. Balls.
Nice. Ooh, somebody just checked in at 24 Hour Fitness, matter of fact.
Nice. Balls.
Christy Suki.
Alright. Oh, nice. The UK Wankers tool has loaded. It takes a while. He's got a slow machine. Prank machines. Oh shit. And there's Arby's stuff. Well, hold up. Let me paste these real quick. The fuck? These are all in PA. Ass. We'll call them now. Fuck it. Okay. Dean Papka? Jim and Bev Pangalo? And Jonathan Ox. Oaches. Let's hit them up. Paste this with that. Put the fucking plus one on it. And we'll call that 24 Hour Fitness after this. Dwight, by the way.
Yeah, there's a couple of them on there.
Word. Paste them up.
Calling.
Well, fuck you. Try their cell phone. Hello, is this Jonathan? Janetha?
Yeah.
Yeah, hey, this is Ron. I'm calling from the church.
Yeah, what's up?
Oh, well, you don't have to take that attitude with me. I just, you know.
What?
I mean, we're both people of God, right? So anyway, listen, we've had a bit of an issue at the church here. I guess a lot of our flock have been complaining. You know, about you.
Yeah.
Well, it's just, you know, some of the people that have been sitting around you, and, you know, obviously I'm a Christian, so this is difficult for me to say, but your feminine odor, you know, down there, I guess, is very strong. Do you understand?
I have an odor?
Yeah, a feminine odor. You know, like down there.
What's the name of the church?
Liberty Church.
And your last name is?
Newman. Ron Newman. I'm actually just an assistant here to the pastor.
What's the pastor's name?
Bruce.
And the people around me have complained that I have an odor.
Well, specifically a feminine odor, a vaginal essence.
All right, I understand what you're saying. But I do not understand how that's possible when an hour and a half before I leave for church, I take a complete shower.
Well,
now, how is that possible?
You have to understand.
I shower every morning.
You have to understand that it has a lot to do with the various microflora down there, so it's a little bit more complex than simply washing. You know, you have to do an internal cleansing and balance out your pH.
And you know this how?
I'm actually
a doctor.
Well, no, I'm studying to be a doctor though, currently.
And your name is again?
Ron Newman.
Ron Newman.
Ron Newman, yeah.
I will take care of the problem.
Well, the thing is, if you want, you could come in, and I have a number of ointments and creams and different therapeutic rubbing oils.
I will not have a man give me ointments and creams down there.
Well, why not?
I think this is some kind of a scam.
Well, how would I know you go to the church?
I do not believe you. I do not believe that you go to my church. And it is 11:15 in the evening, and that is an inappropriate time to call a woman and tell her all this bull.
Well, it's very important. And I'm not a churchgoer in the traditional sense. You know, I'm an assistant here. I do administrative work for the pastor, for Bruce.
We're out of wine.
Oh, my God.
He's drunk again, fucking asshole. Oh wait, she hung up. Shit. That was fun though. I liked her. Okay, so what kind of call would you guys like to take?
I'll do one of these 24-hour fitnesses.
Okay.
I would prefer probably the chick.
Christy?
Christy.
Alright, here you go, buddy. In general, you'll be up next.
Or someone could do Matt, too. He just checked in at the International House of Pancakes.
Nice.
24-hour fitness. With state-of-the-art equipment, certified personal trainers, and more than 400 clubs open up to 24 hours, we're committed to helping you meet your goals on your time. If you know your party's extension, you may dial it now.
I think we gotta hit
for new membership information, press 1.
Fitness North Hollywood. This is Trisha. How can I help you?
Hi, Trisha. I'm trying to page one of your, or I'm trying to get you to page one of your members in there. I've been trying her cell phone, but it must be off. But it's a family emergency. Her dog was just hit by a car, and I really need to get a hold of her.
Okay. So what's her name?
Her name is Christy. The last name is Suki. Suki.
Christy Suki.
Yes.
Okay, give me 1 second.
All right, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
It's usually where they put me on hold for the music.
Yeah, it's pretty weird. Wonder what's going on.
I don't know. They usually say they're going to put me on hold and they dial some extension, the music comes on.
Probably got sued for copyright infringement.
Nice. do you want me to hang up and try again? Or?
Yeah.
All right.
No sense of hanging on and finding out it's a deadline.
Agreed. Like some asshole came by and just hung it up or something.
For calling 24 Hour Fitness with state-of-the-art equipment.
It's a great day again, Chamber North Hollywood. This is Emily. How can I help you?
Hi, were you able to page Christy? They were transferring me to hold, but the phone line cut me off.
Oh, yeah, we just paid, so we're just waiting to see if she comes to the front desk.
Okay, I appreciate it.
Do you want to wait on hold for a few minutes to see if she comes?
Yeah, no problem. Just go ahead and put me on
hold. Okay. All right.
I guess confirms it's a live line, I guess.
This is like the most ghetto 24-hour fitness. They don't even have hold music.
Well, we were telling them shit like this the other day. I think it was Turbo. We were telling people that it was a family emergency, like their house was on fire and we needed to talk to them.
Yeah, I heard that. The one you were like, yeah, his parents are dead.
They're sitting there freaking the fuck out. Come on, we need to talk to them. And then we just started talking shit to them. We called a Wanker's. What was the name of that store? It was Wanker something or other, and this guy was there. We found out it was only his second day on the job, and he was by himself.
Nice.
And so we were fucking with him. We were telling him we were from corporate and to give this old lady her bottle of wine for taking the survey after we gave him a bunch of shit. Told him I was going to come in there and shit on the floor in the aisles. He was like, well, I have to clean.
Thank you for holding. So I paged for her, and she has yet to come up to the front.
Oh jeez, I gotta get authorization from her to do the surgery on this dog, or the vet's just gonna put the dog in the kennel for the night and just go home. I gotta have her sign some papers.
Yeah, I don't know what else I can do for you. I'm sorry.
Oh Jesus, fucking dog's gonna die. She's gonna kill me. Oh. Oh man. I don't know what to do. I keep trying to call her phone, but I think she left it in the car or something. You know, she went over there to work out. She isn't gonna have it on her.
Do you know what she looks like, or like what she's wearing? Not what she's. Of course, you would know what she looks like. But do you know what she's wearing?
Yeah, but it's probably common in there. She's got this purple like tank top type thing on, and then these black shorts. They're really short.
Okay. Here, give me 1 second, okay?
Oh, please hurry. The dog's throwing up blood now. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Okay, hold on.
Oh, please hurry.
Holy shit, Dwight.
Gotta light a fucking fire under him.
Watch, she like won't even have a dog. Oh, man. Some music.
But yeah, that guy, I told him I was going to shit in the middle of his house. He's like, sir, I got to clean the floors anyway. It doesn't matter.
Oh, God.
And we just kept harassing him. We said that the female customers were complaining that he was following them to the bathroom and smelling their hair. Absolutely not, sir. And we kept asking him his employee ID number, and he's like 9, and we just wait a few minutes. So, hey, what was your employee ID number? I've told you 9 like 5 times, sir.
I don't know if I would. I definitely don't think I would ever clean up shit for a job. I couldn't handle that, I don't think. Personally. Maybe like animals, you know, not human feces. That's just on a different level.
Yeah, human shit's crossing the line.
It is. It is. That's like, I don't know. I think it's an extension of cannibalism, really.
You can handle your own shit, but when it's somebody else's shit.
Yeah, that's not something a human should ever have to do involuntarily. I don't think.
I'd recommend asking one of these 24-hour fitnesses if you can talk to, like, their janitorial staff, because I guarantee you they'll have some stories for you.
Watch this shit when this lady comes back out and tells me she can't find her. The dog's miraculously going to recover.
Okay, this is starting to suck. It's a lot of dead air. So let's do another call while this is going on. Maybe. General, what kind of call would you like to take?
A wanker, please.
A wanker? Okay, hold on one second. Let me get one of them for you.
Somebody's saying they used to poop for lube.
Okay, this will be...
That's ooky.
That's something George would do.
Oh, here we go.
Thank you for holding. So we tried paging her again, nothing. She has yet to come up.
You know what? It's okay. The dog's all right. It wasn't even her dog. It was my mistake.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So wait a minute. Before you go, how big are your knockers? Yeah, boy.
It's my mute button in time.
She's going to be mighty upset. She's probably telling her coworkers right now.
Can you believe what that motherfucker just said to me?
Don't answer that fucking phone if this number comes up again.
He asked me how big my fucking knockers were.
Okay, I'm going to try this gypsy ruse again.
Okay, and yeah, this is Mr. or Mrs. Price, UK wanker, and they are in Hythe, Military Road. Here you go, sir. Here you go.
Hello?
Hi, this is Richard calling on behalf of the Gypsy Association of Europe. How are you doing today?
Well, this is in England. It's at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, basically, this is a courtesy call to let you know that there's going to be a gypsy community moving into your neighborhood, and we're looking for volunteers that would open up their... Wow.
Here, try this one. This is also
fucking
Christ.
Hateful man.
Yeah, he was.
Fucking racist.
Welcome to voicemail.
Ah.
The person you have called
is a dumb motherfucker.
Mr. Dick.
All right, here's yet another Price, and they are in Derby. That's what I think about people from Derby. That's my second opinion on them. It's the second bullet point on the list.
Welcome to BT Answer 1571. The person you're calling is not available.
God damn.
So I hope Turbo's alright, because last night he just abruptly ended the show.
Oh no, he's fine. He did fucking, like 6 hours today.
He
apparently
did one of the insane shows I've ever heard today.
Yeah, and he fell asleep at his computer, like, after the show, right? And, yeah. He called me and left a 10-minute silent voicemail, which is pretty funny.
Yeah, like 1 o'clock, he's like, I gotta end the show. And just bye. And he just hung everything up. I was like, what the fuck? I thought maybe the cops showed up from all the yelling he was doing. He was calling some guy overseas, DJ Pot or something like that, and he was getting mighty upset.
Huh?
Hello. Is this Mr. Price?
Yes.
Hi. This is Richard calling from the Gypsy Association of Europe. How are you doing today?
Are you woke me up, actually?
Oh, I'm sorry. Basically, this is a courtesy call to let you know that there's going to be a gypsy community moving into your neighborhood starting next week.
No, I'm not interested, mate.
I'm not selling you anything, sir.
They, almost got it.
They can,
we believe in you, sir.
They can never figure it out. That's so difficult for them. I don't understand why.
The phone base has moved or anything. It's in the same spot it always is.
Yeah, I don't think that the people in the UK have quite adapted to modern technology such as the telephone just quite yet. It's probably part of the problem. They struggle with these things.
The alcoholism might have something to do with it. He was clearly at the pub all morning.
More than likely. They tend to do that.
Nice people by the last name of Dick for you to call. The last two are pretty comical. Herman Dick and Jack Dick.
I want to call one of these church people real quick.
I've got my Satan thing. Just typed me or something.
True that.
You've reached Dean. I can't come to the...
Well, fuck you, too. Sucks having to scroll back up. Pain in my balls.
The text area is always so small, too.
Yeah, it is. Hey, Beverly?
Yes?
Hey, it's Ron. I'm calling from the church.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, there's been a bit of an issue down here.
Uh-huh.
Well, it seems that last time you were here, I've been reviewing the security footage, okay?
Yeah.
And, there was a bit of a problem with your seat, you know, in the pews.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's, what happened was, you know... Once you left, we went and we looked at where you were sitting, and there were, skid marks on the pew.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What church is this at?
At Liberty Church. You know, Pastor Bruce, I'm his assistant.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there were skid marks and, like, a little red spot, looked like red lipstick, but I'm assuming it was, menstrual blood.
Yeah?
From your vagina, specifically.
What's your last name?
Newman, ma'am.
Newman?
Yeah, Newman.
Huh.
Yeah.
I don't understand that.
Well, the thing is, so here's the problem. We have a bunch of homeless drifters that we're going to let stay here tonight.
Yeah.
Okay. And one of them is going to sleep on the pews, like, you know, right where you were. And there's feces on the pew. So this is, you can see what kind of situation you've put me in here tonight, right?
But I haven't been in that church for a long time.
I know. And, you know, I'm looking at the records here, and it's some time ago, it seems. You know, you thought you got away with it, but we caught you, you know? Jesus, he knows all your actions, and he told us. He told us this happened. Yeah. Do you have a response? You know, do you have anything to say for yourself?
No.
Oh, okay. So are you going to come in here and clean this up? I mean, that's pretty much what I'm getting at here. You need to come down immediately. This isn't my job.
I don't understand anything.
You don't understand anything? Well, that's unfortunate. That sounds like a completely separate problem from what we're dealing with right now. I don't even know why you would bring that up. I mean, if I were you, I'd just be getting my ass down to the church if I wanted to get back on God's good side, you know? I think that made her hang up.
Oh, she's going straight to hell.
Come see me, bitch.
I love the church people. They're so fun. Okay. Whose turn is it? Who wants to go next?
I'll talk to a dick.
Dick? Herman Dick?
Yeah, any of them.
Jack Dick. That's fun.
Yeah.
Talk to Jack.
Jack Dick. Jack Dick and Herman Dick are fucking hilarious.
You're a fucking dick.
Even better, it's Hawaii, so they'll be extra retarded. Come on, Jack. Jackie Poo.
Hello, please leave a message after the tone.
Very disappointed in you, Jack.
Move on to Herman.
Yeah, Herman. Me and Herman are buddies.
Hello?
Hey, how you doing? Is Herman around there?
Hello?
Yeah, is Herman around there?
Who?
Herman.
Herman who?
Herman Dick.
Yeah, who is this?
Yeah, this is Dwight, buddy. How you doing?
Okay.
So,
Where are you?
Yeah, I'm down here by the shopping center.
Which one?
Alwana? Yeah.
What are you doing down there?
Yeah, just having a good time, drinking a couple beers, man.
Oh, I wish I'd be down there with you.
Well, why aren't you down here? I tried calling you a couple times.
Yeah?
You didn't pick up the phone.
I know, it's just like me, half dead, yeah. It's down in the car, and then I want to go down and get it, but I have to charge it anyway. So yeah, where are you now? At the
there's some hot snatch down here, man.
The what?
There's some hot hot ladies down here.
Yeah.
They looking for guys our age.
So where you been? I haven't seen you in a while.
I've been around and about. I did a stint in jail for a while. The PD came and got me.
Yeah, TB.
No, the PD, the police department.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, they caught me with a little bit of that cocaine. It wasn't mine. It wasn't mine though. I was just holding it for a friend.
Oh,
but
yeah.
They didn't believe me.
Oh, I don't know why they got to mess so much over that stuff, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it's I'm not hurting anybody, you know? I like to do it when I get the girls in the room. Some of them will let me do a line off their ass cheeks.
So you've been on any...
You want me to come pick you up? You want me to come pick you up? I'll bring you back down here. We'll get with these broads. We'll have some drinks.
Who are you with?
This girl right here, her name's Tiffany. And let me tell you something. She's got some big knockers, man.
Symphony, huh?
No, Tiffany with a T.
Oh, Tiffany, yeah.
Yeah, what's up with the ambulance? Somebody fucking getting arrested now? I'm a little scared here.
Hold on, what? Oh, there's so much noise, traffic here.
I know, that's what I was saying. I was hoping you weren't getting arrested or something.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'll come down there and pick you up, and we'll go get some brews. I'm about a six-pack in, but I'm okay to drive.
Where are you down in the shopping center? Which one?
I can't remember.
Amawana, huh?
Yeah, Amawana, yeah.
Yeah, there's so many damn I was down there today. I was at Macy's, and boy, try the hell out of traffic in general.
The fucking coconut heads congest everything, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, dude, I've got these hookers for, like, the next 2 hours. You interested?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got two of them. I'll bring one by, and she can fucking blow you and stuff. There's no problem. It's my treat. You know, I just got out. I'm splurging a little bit.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Yeah, what kind of girl you want? I can, you know, you want a redhead?
You see Al lately?
Dude, Al was just by here a little bit ago.
Yeah, I'll be down.
He was right next door. He was getting something to eat.
Oh, my. Oh, I got a call. Hey, I got a call on the other line. Hey, I'll call you and we'll get together. I got a hot date tonight, but we'll get together.
All right, I'll come on over there sometime and I'll finger your asshole, all right? Maybe I'll let you touch my nuts.
Okay, aloha.
Aloha.
I gotta go there. Oh. I'll call you. Okay,
you call me, motherfucker.
Wow.
Somehow he remembers me, apparently.
I think that one's a keeper.
Yeah, it was pretty good. And I guess we're going to be going to jail, Dwight. I mean, I don't know if you heard the sirens, but it sounds like they're coming to get us.
Fucking Herman Dick.
Yes, he's a son of a bitch. He narked on us.
You fucking seen Al lately? Ah, yeah. I fucking saw him. He's getting something to eat, buddy.
Oh, my God.
General.
He was interested when I was going to bring that hooker on by to blow him. Ah, yeah.
What's up? And fingering his asshole. Okay, so General Awesome, what would you like to call, sir?
I'd like to try being Satan to one of the church people.
Okay, let me give you...
Is this too deep? Or can you understand me?
This will be Jim and Bev Pangalo. I think I already tried calling this one, though. Let me see.
Try and convince him to convert to Scientology because they're practicing the wrong religion or something. I don't know.
Okay, let's try this one again real quick. I don't know if I called this yet, but we'll see. If not, Arby, if you're listening, I will actually need more numbers, then I'm out. We have burnt through those four, I think. Well, definitely after this. Definitely. That'll be confirmed on that shit. Word?
Nice.
That was kind of weird. There we go. And I got voicemail.
Hello?
Hello, this is Satan. I'm here to tell you, you're coming to visit me in hell because you're practicing the wrong religion.
Did you say, who the fuck are you?
I said, fuck you.
Okay, hold up. I got a voicemail from somebody. Let me listen to this real quick. Huh.
I'm sorry, Carl.
They just say hello. That's it. Let me see which one this was. This was one of these assholes. Oh, wait. Actually, I think that may have been... Yeah, that was the 24-hour fitness, actually, that called. It was a guy, too, by the way. Would you like to call back?
Yeah. I'm going to ask him why the fuck they're calling me.
Yes. Yeah, he just went like, hello, hi there.
Going 24-hour fitness with state-of-the-art equipment, certified person.
I'm dealing with a family emergency here.
It's a great day to get in shape at 24 Hour Fitness North Hollywood. This is Crystal. How may I assist you?
Hey, how you doing there, Crystal? Some guy from there just called my phone and left a message. He told me to call him back.
Sure. Do you know who called you?
I don't. All he said was hello.
Okay. One moment, please.
All right. Thank you. She's going to put me back in fucking hold? That's exactly what she did.
Thanks for holding. This is Liam. How may I help you?
I was calling to see, I was running a message. Somebody called my phone and just said hello and hung up.
Oh, yes. Because our calls are recorded at the facility that you just called, sir, and you said some pretty obnoxious things to one of the team members at the front, so we were calling you back to let you know that the calls have been recorded and we're going to have to hand that over.
Well, here's the funny thing is you didn't tell me they were being recorded, so I did not give you permission, so you must destroy them.
No, because you can't say inappropriate things on the phone when you call our facility.
Well, here's the other thing. You can't record somebody without their permission or telling them about it, so you're violating the law.
It says that when you call.
Giant cocks.
Actually, it did not say that.
Big fat dicks.
Yeah, while you were on hold, we have a little recording, so folks like yourself that call and say rude and obnoxious things,
cunt,
we just pass that over to the law enforcement so they can get in hold of you and tell you that in person.
Sir, do you have like two fingers up your ass right now? Because you kind of have like
I do. Squeeze. Actually, I got three, brother.
You sound mad.
You want to help me?
I would tell you
Thank
something,
you so
brother.
Much.
Do you like me?
Thank you. Thank you, brother. You have a wonderful day because you're bored.
Are you butthurt or something? Is that what we got going on?
No, because it sounds like you are.
Listen, buddy, that lady was digging me. She gave me her phone number. I don't know what the big deal is.
I know she did give you her phone number, and she gave me yours.
Dude,
why
the fuck are you talking like that? What the hell is wrong with you? Is that just your voice? What the fuck?
It is.
Well, that's retarded. What's wrong with
Phil.
You? Well, you're a fucking idiot. Okay, sorry, Clay. I just had to point that out to
Thanks
him.
For the compliment.
I'm friends with Satan, and
are
you're going to go straight to hell.
Satan.
Here. I am already, and I'm wearing a red shirt.
You're going to burn in my pits.
What was that?
So, hey, listen, this was actually a test, all right? This is Mr. Newman. I'm from the corporate office.
Thank you very much, brother.
Yeah, we've been...
And that's why you're speaking to Bill, our loss prevention officer here.
Yeah, you did a good job, Bill.
Office. You should know me personally.
Yeah, you're a special boy, okay?
Exactly.
I want you to
Thank
know that,
you.
First
Just
off.
Just like your mama.
Okay, and listen, we're going to bring in some cookies and some cake for you.
Cookies and cake, thank you. You know I'm a diabetic, Bill.
That's fine.
It's because you're a fat motherfucker.
That's right, just like your mama.
I'm going to go ahead and forward my recording on up to corporate office as well.
Thank you very much, Bill. You're wonderful.
Your ass is going to be
you're
fired, motherfucker. Motherfucker.
Are you bored this evening, Bill? Is that what's going on? No action at home?
Hey, did you... You find the cameras I installed in the women's bathroom and showers?
We did. Thank you for that. We make a lot of money on those images.
I put some in the men's bathroom, too. Can you tell me why you keep sitting down, you son of a bitch?
I know you put some in the women's locker room because you're a girl, aren't you? How did you get in there?
I'm going to talk. You've never been laid in your life, faggot.
Because I like tits and pussies. Of course, that's why I'm in the fucking locker room there, pal.
Bill, you're so funny.
Hey,
you're hilarious.
Can you tell me why you pee sitting down?
That's the way you like to see it.
What?
That doesn't make sense.
That was horrible.
Are you fucking high at work?
What work? You're calling my house.
You were so fucking drunk right now.
We're calling your house? Wait, hold on. Let me... Oh, wait. No, we're not. It definitely said 24-hour fitness. Fuck you, guy. Don't... It's too late in the evening.
Why don't
you
boys
shit.
Go play swordfish together?
Well, we'll sword fight together. Do you want to join us, big boy? Sexy boy.
Bill, who's your little friend?
You sound like you got a tight asshole on you. Is that...
I do, Bill.
That's the vibe I'm getting.
I want to take this guy on in Mexican ditch fighting.
Take him to Pound Town, you know?
Sounds like he likes little boys.
Who's this other homo on the line?
My name is Ron. And when we have Satan, we're joined by Satan this evening. Hail Satan.
Satan.
Thank you, Satan. Is this Satan?
Satan, I will eat your soul.
There you have it. He's going to eat your soul. So that's an eternity of damnation. I hope you're happy with the choices you've made this evening, sir.
But he's going to leave your fucking body. We're going to do some Wicked at Bernie shit with it.
Satan approves this.
And then we're going to drop it off at your parents' house and fucking pound on the door and run away.
Yeah, but not before we leave it with a couple dildos sticking out of the ass.
And take a giant shit right on their porch, motherfucker. Did he hang up? I'm sorry, I was barely paying attention.
I think he hung up.
Bill, I'm here. I didn't hang up.
Okay. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus.
I'm really terrified about this conversation being sent to the police, so especially after he called us homos and shit.
Thank you very much, Bill.
Okay, well, you're going to stay on the line while we call an IHOP.
You boys continue to play sword fight.
Yeah, and I demand you to hang up the phone because you're a little bitch and you listen to my orders.
No, thank you very much, Bill.
Yeah, you listen to my orders, so you hang up the phone, you son of a bitch.
Thank you very much, Bill.
You piece of
you're
shit,
awesome.
You.
What's your little friend's name?
My name is Ron Newman, you motherfucker.
What is it?
Ron Newman. Ron Newman.
Human?
Yeah, sure. Ron Human.
Hello, Human. How are you?
Hey.
Listen, you keep fucking around. My buddy Herman Dick is going to come over there and take care of you.
Yeah, let's call another Dick.
Thank you.
We're going to get fucking Herman on the line. He's going to take care of you.
I'm going to call J Dick.
Next time you boys use a real phone and not a Google subscriber phone. Can't you afford a real phone?
No.
Bill.
Yeah?
Hello?
Hey, listen, is this the Dick residence?
Who's calling?
This is Ron. Listen, there's this guy, we have him on the phone, and he's been sneaking around your house, like getting in the bushes, and I guess he looks...
I don't have any bushes, I don't think so.
Yeah, no, he looks in your windows and stuff.
How do you know this?
His name is Bill. Well, no, he told us. Well, he works at the gym I go to.
Why don't you call the police instead?
Well, no, it's not. He's got a problem, like a special learning thing. He doesn't understand.
Yeah, well, why don't you call the police?
Well, I was saying, like, next time he does it. Yeah? No, next time he does it.
Yeah, so hang the fucking phone up for the next one. We give him your phone number there, you smart guy. All right. You asked for it, buddy. First words out of my mouth are your phone number.
I'm not going to give them their number, man. Don't do that. That's kind of fucked up.
Hi, you reached Dan and Joanne. Please leave your name.
Fuck. That's dumb. I want to talk to her.
Call fucking Herman. Herman will take care of this guy.
Satan.
There we go.
Fuck yeah. We're getting Herman on the line.
Hello. No one is available to take your call. Please leave a message after the tone.
That's not the Herman I know.
Maybe Herman's done. Hold on 1 second. I gotta say some stuff here.
Is this guy masturbating on the phone?
Probably.
Yes, he is.
He went silent. I think he feels stupid now because we said ridiculous things to that lady. It embarrassed him.
Stupid.
We embarrassed him a lot. He is sad now. I don't even want to just hang up.
Let's hang up. Call the fucking front desk again and we'll ask them what the fuck this guy's problem is.
Nice. I also want to call more of these church people, though. We only have a couple minutes left.
He hung up to run to the front?
No, I hung up on him.
Oh, you hung up?
Yeah, fuck him. He's silent.
I thought he
now.
Was panicking, fucking hanging up and running to the front. No, they won't.
Right.
Yeah, what the fuck up was his voice, man? That was bullshit.
Yeah, I know. I think he was just being a prick.
He probably just had his testicles removed as a child.
Yeah, chemical castration.
We're going to send him to the cops. Like, oh, yeah? Well, I'll send this recording to you calling us a fucking homo to corporate.
All you, Slaw.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic.
These people have kids, too. I have a very fun idea, I think, for these people.
Oh, no.
What? No, I want to tell them that their kid's, like, spazzy, and everybody's, like, pissed because it keeps making faces during the sermon and, like, flapping its arms around and shit. So they just need to stop it from spurging out all the time.
Keeps making the altar boy laugh.
Yeah. Just like, maybe you should take him to like a doctor and see if maybe he tests positive for stupid. Which would be a borrowed line from Carlito.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message.
You pick up the damn phone, you motherfucker.
How do you pronounce their last name?
Pence? I guess.
Hello?
Hey, Amy. This is Ron. I'm calling from the church. How are you doing?
Who is this?
Ron. I'm calling from the church.
Ron?
Yeah, from Liberty Church. I'm Bruce's assistant. Pastor Bruce.
Okay, I'm not sure who you are.
Oh, well, I kind of just work in administrative stuff. I don't really take part in too many church functions. But the thing is, I also handle church complaints. And I guess that's, I'm reading my paper here. That's what she fucking hung up. Whore. That sucks.
I guess she hates Jesus.
I know, right? Oh, wait, here's another one with kids. Yeah, sorry to be taking up all these calls, guys. I just really want to try this one.
Take your time.
Eh, well, no, I gotta get to bed here soon. I got a fucking appointment tomorrow and shit. God damn it.
Hello?
Hello, is this Marion? I mean, I'm sorry, no, Lisa.
Yes.
Yes, Lisa, Lisa Pence. Yeah, there's, this is Ron, I'm calling from the church.
This is who?
Ron, I'm calling from the church, Liberty Church.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm Pastor Bruce's assistant, you know?
Okay.
Yeah, and I guess there's been a bit of an issue with you guys recently here at the church. We've had some complaints.
What?
Yeah, I guess, you know, little Adriana, I guess it is. Yeah, little Adriana, I guess, she's been kind of distracting some of the altar boys and some of the other churchgoers recently.
What are you talking about? We don't even go there to church anymore.
Well, yeah, it was why don't you go to church anymore then? It was a while ago. This is dated like months ago. I'm seeing on this paper here.
Well, we haven't been there in over a year, so I don't know who this is, but of course it's not the church because they don't call people after midnight.
Oh, what the hell does that mean? Why would a church not call somebody after midnight? That's not in the Bible. Point out that verse to me, and I'll let you back into the church. And maybe, you know, if you stop your daughter from acting like a little retard all the time, you know, I'll put in a good word for you with Jesus. You know? She hung up.
Wow.
That sucks. These people haven't gone to church in, like, forever. I noticed that when Arby was calling them as well. That's That's a problem. I guess they do probably just keep everybody in the directory regardless of how long it's been.
Giving out numbers of people who don't go.
What up?
Maybe the church was just keeping a directory of people who don't go.
That'd be interesting. It's like for other churchgoers to go on and
harass them to coming back.
Maybe we wouldn't have such a hard time. We have to find another church if little Adriana wasn't being a bitch like her mother.
Yeah, she does. She's always flopping around, making noises and shit.
I sure hope she doesn't grow up to be a fucking whore like her mother.
Okay, do you want to talk to Joey Brooks, or?
Sure. What did fucking Joey do?
I don't know.
Oh, these are new numbers. These are people with new numbers. He became a basic white bitch and got an iPhone 5S today.
All right.
You little bitch.
All right. Talk to him about his iPhone. You could be like AT&T or Apple or something. Tell him it's stolen.
I'm sorry. The person you are trying to reach has a voicemail box that has not been...
Oh,
Calm my back. Bad. I got you.
Let's try to get in there, fucker.
Do you know what you want to set it to?
I'm just hoping he sends me to it again.
I'm sorry. The person you are trying to reach has a voicemail box that has not been set up yet. Please try your call again later. Goodbye.
Ah, you bitch.
These things happen.
Yeah.
We got about 8 more minutes left.
Let's call Randy Pants.
Nice. In general, think about what you would like to call after this call, sir. Okay.
I think I just want the voicemail.
Please leave your...
Alright.
Boy, this isn't working out.
Yeah, it happens.
I'll take a church person.
Church person, alright. Pat Radiker. I don't know how to pronounce that.
Can you type out the name of the church?
Oh, it's just Liberty Church. Just say that. They seem to get that. Skype doesn't want to connect tonight. There we go.
What do you need?
Hi, this is Richard. I'm calling.
There?
Hi, can you hear me?
I can't hear you.
This is Richard calling on behalf of the church. How are you doing tonight?
I can't hear you.
Well, can you hear Satan, you stupid cunt?
What?
Can you hear me? Hello?
Pat!
God damn it!
Pat!
Who is this?
This is the church calling. Why haven't you been coming every Sunday? Are you an atheist?
Who are you?
This is Richard. Richard Lionheart.
From where?
Liberty Church.
Yeah, honey, this is Pastor Bruce. Just talk to him, okay?
What?
Are you an atheist? Why haven't you been coming to church?
I've been to church every Sunday. Who in the world are you?
This is Richard Lionheart. I'm Pastor Bruce's assistant. Has the devil gotten to you, ma'am?
No, and why are you calling up at this time of the night, 12:04 a.m.?
We're afraid that you might have become an atheist, and we need you at the church.
It's 12.02 a.m. I just want to point that out. Fact-checking. Don't lie to us, ma'am.
That we're afraid the devil may have entered you through your vagina.
Oh, you must be nuts. What's your name?
Satan.
Now, who's that talking?
Satan.
Oh, Satan.
Say, go away, Satan, you shit.
Satan's so silly.
What?
The only way to get rid of Satan, you have to yell. You have to say, go away, Satan, you son of a bitch.
Well, you're a great talker.
Yell it. You have to yell it.
Satan.
Rebuke Satan.
What's your name?
My name is Ron. And this is Richard / Satan.
I'm also Satan.
And Dwight.
Hey, how you doing? Pastor Bruce Adam, assistant.
How you doing there, baby? I bet you got some great knockers on you.
Oh, hey. I think you're nuts.
Hey, listen, Dwight, he drilled a hole in one of the confession booths. So, you know, you go in there and he sticks, you know, a piece of himself inside and maybe you do what you want with it.
Yeah, I also drilled a hole in her bathroom. So I could watch her make the pee-pee.
So how's that sound?
That probably the most bizarre call ever.
I don't know about
what?
That. No, I think the most bizarre call ever, maybe, this would be a contender, would be when Jayad called Maurice, and he went to the men's warehouse and all that shit. And he convinced him that he was going to transplant the devil's soul into his body.
All those emails and voicemails. I'm at the men's warehouse. They don't know anything about what you told me.
The secret password is cactus. All right. So Arby wants me to call these church people. It's Diane Dunlap, I guess. And she had prayed something for her son about his ears and shit, and he wants me to tell her that God responded and said no, that he can't actually do that. So
either that or Satan intercepted the prayer and he says no.
It never actually got to God. You're gonna have to resend it. Oh, nephew, my bad.
Hello,
Diane.
No, she's working.
Oh, well, who's this?
Who's calling, please?
This is Ron. I'm from the church. Liberty Church.
Okay.
Yeah, it's very important. I understand that she had recently said a prayer for her nephew.
Yes?
Yeah, he has problems with his ears. He has tubes in his stupid ears.
Well, he had infection in his mastoid bone.
Oh, stupid. Anyway, yeah, so I got a response from God earlier today.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah?
He came to the church and he said, unfortunately, your insurance is not going to cover it. So he's not going to be able to help you out. You know, as it says in the Bible, God helps those who help themselves. He mm-hmm. said that you guys, you're lazy white trash people. And you should have made more money so you'd be able to afford better medical care. God said all that. And Jesus.
Yeah, this is Pastor Bruce. He also said that you're a cocksucker motherfucker.
Satan loves you. Satan will heal him. Trade soul.
But be sure to tell Diane all this, because she's the one who put in the prayer. To be honest, I kind of broke protocol here, even telling you about this. Are you there?
Satan sends his help.
Hello, woman. Acknowledge. I demand a response. Let me press a button. 111 I think she's done. I think maybe we gave her a stroke. That's fucked up.
No, realistically, I think she zoned out and started watching TV.
She probably did. She might have Alzheimer's or something, or dementia. All right, guys. I hate to be the one to take the last call, but like, we really do got to close up here. Get up early in the morning and go to the fucking dentist again. Get the second or third part of what I need to get done. God damn it.
Feels good, doesn't it?
I guess.
Wake up early in the morning, have them stick metal shit in your mouth.
It does. Yes, only an hour. Explain this. I told you that, Arby, goddammit. But alright, thank you guys for being on. It was fun, General and Dwight.
No problem.
Yes, good time. Good time.
Yeah, thank you, you son of a bitch.
Yes. And thanks everybody for tuning in. There's a lot of people. It's actually over 100 people tonight, so about 110 listening to this shit. So thanks, guys. Here's a song and good night, motherfuckers.
Make a first impression, never come across. break of the part and the seas with a big sound, big round, shake down, can I take a motherfucker out east, motherfucker out east, 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 I'm already in the midst of slicing and dicing, enticing that bright light energy, infinitive, infinitive, bright light energy.